let me introduce you to what may be a new theological phrase for some of you. Hypostatic union. The hypostatic union is the union of two natures in one person. Jesus Christ is fully God and fully man. He has the full nature of deity and a full human nature. Listen to 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and touched with our hands, concerning the word of life, the life was made manifest, and we've seen it, and testified to it, and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and made manifest to us. Jesus was in eternity past God the Son. When he came to the earth, he took on human nature. You could touch his skin. You could see him. And he maintains this hypostatic union still today in heaven. He did not set aside his deity when he became a man. He's not half God and half man. He is fully God and fully man in one person. When Jesus came to the earth, he didn't set aside his godness. He may not have accessed his godness at all times, but he never left it behind in heaven. Jesus had a human body, a human mind, human emotions. His body was limited. He got tired, hungry, sleepy. He grew in wisdom and stature. He rejoiced. He wept. He got angry. He even underwent temptation to sin, but he was sinless. The temptation in the desert is a replay of the Garden of Eden, but in a sin-devastated world. You think about it. Adam and Eve had communion with God and each other in the garden, but Jesus was all alone in the desert. Adam and Eve had the choicest fruits to nourish themselves. Jesus had been fasting for 40 days and was near exhaustion. So the conditions were drastically different between Adam and Jesus. Yet Jesus resisted the temptation completely as a man. When Jesus was tempted in the garden, the temptation was to abandon the strenuous path of obedience to God, of suffering, and of trust in God, and to utilize his godness in a way that went against God's will. Satan tempted him to turn stone into bread. Well, obviously, since Jesus is fully God, he had the ability to do that. And he was near exhaustion, so that intensified the temptation. But Jesus had come to be a greater and better Adam, to obey God perfectly in our place, and to do so as a human. This meant that he obeyed in his human strength, depending upon the Holy Spirit, just like you and I are called to do. This has incredible implications for us. First, Jesus knows what it is to walk the difficult, narrow path of obedience and suffering and temptation. In fact, he knows it better than we do because he resisted the temptation completely. We oftentimes give in to the temptation. Second, since Jesus knows how to resist temptation perfectly as a human, and since the Spirit of Christ lives within us, we too can resist temptation in the power and in the strength of Christ when we are depending upon him. And so we ought to be thankful for the hypostatic union. Today, please pray for Cody Woodward, one of our missionaries in Arkansas. And also, remember the Yoruba Life Word broadcast heard in Nigeria.